Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. All right. Welcome, Cleaning Nation. Today is one of my favorite lives when I get to have one of our Clean Profit Program alumni or graduates on. And this lady, Miranda, don't be fooled by her bad background. Or not bad, but just boring background. She is, well, I'll let her share where she's from. But I have a sexy background, and it's 105 outside and crazy hot. She has a boring background. I don't think it's 105 out where you are. Tell us what part of the world you're in and a little bit about your business, Miranda.
I'm in Curacao.
Where on God's green earth? I'm going to say the same thing I said when you told me that the first time. Where on God's green earth is that?
It's in the Caribbean. It's next to Aruba.
And us white-tongued Americans would say Caraco, I'm guessing, or something crazy like that.
Yeah, I heard that one before. But it's Curacao.
Curacao,
and
right?
It's very hot here.
How hot is very hot?
Like 30 degree here now.
She's got to be talking Celsius.
Yeah, we use it different here.
All right, beautiful. And I love it. One of my favorite things is we get to help people all over the world, from Curacao to in the Caribbean to the UK to Australia. And we are recording right now in June, so it's really hot and dry, at least in Phoenix. I'm guessing it's probably humid where you're at because you're on the ocean, right?
Oh, yeah, we're close to the ocean.
All right, so before we jump in, what's the name of your company? Who do you serve? Give us a little overview.
My company name, that's Fidemi Services. Since this year, we are serving only businesses, so we switched to commercial.
Love it. I mean, was that part of what we, I don't want to ask. We'll wait till we get into it. So she's in Curacao. She's got a lovely smile. She's got lovely weather. She's got a lovely accent. How many cleaners do you have currently?
At the moment, we have 23.
23. Cleaners. All right. Beautiful. You just said that my three-year-old would say just like that, 23. I love that. Made me think of him.
Accent.
Yeah, I didn't know he was from Curacao. So now I know where he got that from. you have such a great story. I still remember, it's been months since we had our first conversation. I got the opportunity to meet you, and I remember most of it, but I want to let you share that with the group, because it was such a good call, and I remember you, and I remember how excited I was to help you. And I know some of the successes that you've had, but we haven't talked in a while, so I can't wait to hear even more. But let's go way back. Before we got together, what wasn't working? What were you struggling with? What was your life like?
Before, I was first listening to your podcast. Before we talked, I was like trying to serve too many markets at the same time. I wanted to serve the residentials and also the commercial side, and that wasn't working really. I didn't really have a system for hiring, and yeah, that's something I have in place now. Perfect one. And I didn't really have a system for generating new prospects. Now I have a survey that I can take with my prospects. So now I'm really more organized, let's say that.
Well, let's talk about the employees, because I know that could be a huge headache. You said you didn't have a system, and I know you had a system. You just didn't like it. So how is it different? So what were you doing before, and how's it better now?
Now, before we met, I was just hiring when I needed to, mm-hmm. and then like get frustrated at the last moment and just look at all the resumes that come in last moment and just pick one. But now we have a system that we just do monthly group interviews, and then we do the one-on-one. So every month we have a set date now, and we have a system for advertising to get our employees in, even though we don't need an employee for tomorrow, but we have all the time resumes coming in, and we have a structure that every month we have a group interview when we have the one-on-one. So yeah, that's great.
Well, and
I don't like go rush and just hire someone. I just have people in line and people that are, oh yeah, very important, that value our values, or that their value match our values. Yeah.
I am so proud for you said, oh, all of a sudden we've got an echo. I don't know if something happened on my end, but oh, now it's gone. We're good. Hello, Denise and Benita. Welcome. So yeah, a couple of things. First and foremost, I love how honest you were, because I think everyone does a version of what you did, where we'll get a bunch of people applying and then we'll just take the, you know, at the last minute, we just pick one. And I think everyone's like, oh, that's a terrible system, but that's typically their system. So I love that you've kind of got something that you do on purpose, and hopefully that's taken some of the stress away in terms of you've always got people coming in. And has that affected the people that you have? Do they feel any differently going, hey, there's always new people coming in, versus, hey, if I quit, Miranda's screwed and she has to kind of do what I want because, you know, she needs me. Is that any of that changed or no?
It also affected them, because they're like, why is she looking for new staff? You know, and they get more effective. They were more productive. And yeah, but it just helped also, because at the same time, we have more meetings, staff meetings, and we talk about our values now. And they love that idea. And they just love the new system that we are applying nowadays since this year.
All right, so I'm going to give Miranda an unscheduled test quiz to see how she does. I didn't tell her she was going to do this. I can't wait to hear, for Clean Nation, to hear your core values. Miranda, share them with us.
Okay, our core values are have fun, make money, do as promised, and have fun, make money, be real, do as promised.
All right, and look at that, right off the top of her head, no having to look at notes. That's fantastic. I'm so proud of you, sister. It is so cool when you're able to articulate what's really important to you in 5 or 10 words when it comes to customers or employees or vendors or anyone in your community, to know right off the bat if they're a fit. And if people aren't into that, I don't care how good of a cleaner they might be or how good of a customer they might be. If they don't share those values, they're going to make your life miserable. So I'm so proud that you're so clear on that. So was there a rock bottom or a last straw where you said, no more, I've got to change this, I won't live this way? Or did you kind of just like the heat got turned up a little bit by a little bit and you didn't really, you know, feel it, you know, it just got worse and worse?
It was when I lost my biggest client at the beginning of the year, and I had like employees that would be without a job. And I'm like, no, I should have a system. I should know better. I don't know. There's something not going like it's supposed to be. You know, I didn't have bits that I had to give every month. I didn't have that. So I'm like, no, this is not working.
So it was kind of like things are going okay. You had a big client. And what percentage of your business was that big client?
Oh, he was like, it was like 40%. Yeah.
That is always, always prefer to get people before they lose that big client so we can help them dilute them by getting other clients in. But it is, that sucks. So I'm glad that we were able to help you with it, but it would have been great if we could have helped you just a couple months before, helped you on that. So
I wasn't ready as yet.
You know what? And that's such a good point. I'm always bummed, like, oh, if I could have met this person earlier, we could have helped them. But you're so right. And I want to coach you guys, Cleaning Nation. It has a lot to do with you guys. I mean, certainly we have proven systems and processes and all that good stuff, but if you're not ready and committed, you can have all the tools in the world, ain't going to help. So that is such a great point by Miranda. And I want you guys and gals to get that in terms of, as we're sharing all the stuff and Miranda sharing the things that worked and what she did. If you're not ready and committed and ready to go all in on your cleaning company, the best tools in the world won't work for you.
No.
And you can wait until, like Miranda, where something bad happens, right? Where a couple employees quit or use an account or somebody doesn't pay and you've got all sorts of, you can wait till then to say, okay, now I'm going to figure it out. Or you can get committed earlier. I'd recommend the earlier because it's less painful, but most of us choose the other. So Was there any sort of search and discovery? Did you try anything else? Was it always like, oh, I know these guys, I'm just gonna work with them? Or give us just an idea of what that looked like when you're like, okay, I need help. How did you go about trying to fix it on your own first?
I tried to fix it by just reading, reading books. And also I also decided to get coaching, but then I thought I should have something that's really in my industry. So then I start listening to you. I think it started last year, December. I start listening to you on YouTube, and then I got on your podcast, and then I'm like, okay, he's really talking to me, you know? So,
and now I'm literally talking to you.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, I didn't really try other programs, but I don't think I saw other programs that were really attracting me to like sign up and really think, okay, this is gonna work for me if I have the mindset. Oh, and then it's a good thing that you have also that part in your program, no? For the mindset change. I love that.
Yeah, I can't agree more. And that's kind of what we were talking about earlier. You can have all the tools in the world, but if you have weird beliefs, like if Miranda believed that in her little town, no one would pay for cleaning, or that, you know, rich people were evil, or that she was stupid, or there's a lot of weird beliefs that we make up, that you can have the best system in the world that works for everybody, but if you have weird beliefs, it's not going to work. So I absolutely would encourage all of you guys, certainly you need the right system and process to follow that works. But if your mindset's no good, there is no magic beans, or it's like, just do A, B, and C and believe what you want. You really have to have the strong mindset. And I think you worked with Carl, correct? Because we've got a couple mindset coaches now. I think we might have only had one, and he was on. So I'll try and link Carl's mindset to this. And welcome, yeah. Dina. And Brandy says, watching from PCB. I don't know what that means. Oh, on vacation. Goodness. I don't know if I should encourage, like, good for you, Brandy. So glad to have you on vacation, or yell at you saying you shouldn't be working on vacation. Take a vacation. Speaking of that,
about vacation.
Talk to me.
I went on my vacation for 15 days without doing any work. Yeah.
That you made my whole day with that.
Yeah, that was peaceful. Yeah.
All right. So you go 15 days, no work, your company ran itself, no fires to put out. A, God bless you, sister. B, when's the last time prior to that you'd had a vacation?
I had one last year, but it's always a combination, no?
It's you tell work, me.
work, vacation, you know? But this time it was really just me, about me.
Fantastic. And when you came back, they hadn't turned it into a parking lot. You were still in business. Everything went
okay. Yeah, we're still in business. Everything's still going strong. So I'm really proud of my team. Yeah.
You should. And you see, that is such a high level leader when Miranda says, most people say, I'm proud of me. I did it. Miranda said it exactly right. I'm so proud of my team, right? She empowered them. And I love that. And again, it's so much fun to help people make more money and all that good stuff. But my favorite part is moms getting to spend time with kids, dads getting to spend time with their families, people that haven't had a real vacation where they actually disconnected for more than a day, God forbid, or 2 days, being able to take 2 whole weeks, not work at all. And the paychecks kept coming, right? It's not like you.
Oh, yeah.
So oh, yeah. there's some people out there that are like, oh, yeah, I can take a vacation. I just don't get paid because I do all the cleaning, versus I have a real business that when I work, I get paid. And when I take a vacation, I get paid. And when I'm doing whatever I'm doing, when I'm talking with this idiot Mike on all the way over in Phoenix, I'm getting paid. Like, it's awesome.
You know what I also like about the system that we implemented now, to have quarterly interviews with our staff? And I did that before my vacation, and it was for them the first time that they had a kind of a personal interview combined with the company goals, and they were all surprised, and they were like, why do you care that much about where I want to go? So I think that also motivates my team to, hey, we can do this. We're here to have fun. We're here to build a cleaning community and, you know, just make money, be real with each other. And yeah, they get it more. by just implementing that system. And I think for the next 3 months, when we're going to have the next meeting, it's going to be amazing.
I love that, Maria, because so many people would want the tactical, like, what did you do and how did you do it? But you nailed it right on the head. She hired a group of people that were as committed to the team values as she is. So when she leaves, she doesn't have to micromanage, like, do this and do that. And they don't have to call her every 2 seconds because they knew, I'm going to do things that are fun and are real and we're going to keep our word. And it wasn't people that didn't believe that she's trying to yell and make me that way. She hired people that already had those beliefs. So when she leaves, guess what? They act like that anyway, right? It's like, whether I'm looking or not, Miranda's going to live like that because it's who she is. So I don't have to manage her, yell at her. And hey, Patrick, glad to have you here. So I am so glad that you're acknowledging. And a lot of that has to do with mindset, right? And I got to tell you, Miranda, so coachable, right? That she could have come in. She's not coachable and she feels like she knows everything and not willing to grow. Just not a lot of value. So I'm so proud of you as a leader, as an entrepreneur. All right, before we wrap up, what's the biggest, I always try to have you guys kind of pull out your biggest gem, the thing that worked the most that you can share with Cleaning Nation so they can go, I'm going to do that. I want to be like Miranda. I want to get it better. So what was the, give me the two, the hardest thing that you did that got a lot of value, but you hated it and it was scary. And the easiest thing that you did, they were like, oh my gosh, that was easy. But that got you the most value so Cleaning Nation can steal your ideas.
Now, the hardest thing was for me to raise prices.
Okay.
Yes.
How many price? If you're willing to share, how many prices did you raise? How many people, if any, left? How much did your gross margin go up? Give us some details if you're okay with it.
We raised our prices with 10%. And some of them even with 15%. And we lost only one client.
So I'm guessing, do you know how many prices, how many people you raise prices on?
About the 40 clients.
40 clients. So that must have been just the, and the guys and gals out there, the cool thing about raising prices are your expenses don't go up at all. So if she just raised prices, I don't know, what was the average price raise? $20, $40? You tell me, per month.
Per month?
Yeah.
Per client, $50.
$50? And you raise it on 40 clients?
Yes.
I don't know.
That was the minimum. Yeah.
I don't know how they do math out there, but over here that sounds like $2,000 a month. And the cool thing with that is that's all profit. So it wasn't like, oh, I make 10% profit, I make an extra $200. Oh no. Miranda should be putting $2,000 additional profit into her deal. Or sorry, minus one client, whatever his profit might have been, $300-$400, or maybe not. Sometimes, most of the times, the clients that leave aren't even profitable. So, God bless you, sister.
That's true.
You probably weren't making money, so it didn't matter. So, an extra $2,000 in profit every month till the end of time, and it probably took you, I don't know, how many hours did it take you to do all that? The price raising.
Like 10 minutes? A 10-minute letter? Yeah.
Let's say they all stay just 1 year. That's $24,000. You did it. We'll say it took you a whole hour. That's a nice $24,000 hour. Not so bad, man. Not bad at all. All right. So that was the hardest thing that you did, which to me sound like afterwards, you're probably looking back going, well, shoot, that wasn't that hard. Maybe I should have done it more often. But what was the easiest thing that you did that you got value that the folks listening can also do?
What was the easiest thing I did?
They still got massive value, right? We don't want something that didn't, you know, so they can, so this is the one everyone's waiting for. Like, good, I want the easy one. I can make money or save time or make my business better.
The easiest thing is for me, because the difficulty was with hiring staff. With now having the system in place, I don't have to do that. I don't have to be the one interviewing. So for me, that was easy to just kind of copy what I've learned in your module and just implement it in my system. So for me, that was easy.
And it sounds like you're spending less time on hiring and you've got more talent available.
Oh, yes. I don't have to do the hiring anymore.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, give us
have to do that anymore.
That is just so cool. Look at that smile. This is a happy owner of a cleaning company, for crying out loud. All right, Miranda, I'll let you just give us a quick summary of where you're at now, how your life is, anything you want to say. You talk, we'll listen, and then we'll end this thing.
At the moment, Oh, I'm very grateful for the project, for the module that I bought at your company, because I'm implementing things on my pace, no? I started with all the way the hiring system, and now I'm back at module 4, working on that. So for me, that's a great thing. I can go back every time to see, hey, what would Mike say about that? Yeah, so I love that part, and I'm more relaxed now. You know, I can just take a day off. I didn't really clean that much in my company, but I still felt guilty about it, that I'm not helping them with cleaning. But now I'm like, no, I don't have to feel guilty about that. I'm working on becoming a $1 million company. So no, I'm not guilty about that anymore. So I'm more at ease. I go to the beach more often. Yeah. And
it should be a crime in your island to not go to the beach at least once a week. They should prosecute for that, because it is. Oh, she sent me pictures. Oh, it's so gorgeous where she is.
Oh, yeah. They should send you to jail if you don't go to the beach.
Or in the jail should be on the beach, so you can't go on anymore. You just look at it out the bar.
Yeah. So this really changed my company and me also as a person, no?
You know what?
Yeah.
I want to double down on that. You're absolutely right, Miranda. So many people, everyone comes, hey, help me change my company. Help me change my company. And the reality is, really what we need to do is change Miranda and you guys as human beings in your brain. And then the company is so easy, right? The hard part is to get Miranda's brain working and your guys' brain working. But you're exactly right. Once we can make those switches in your brain go off and we expand you as an owner, as an entrepreneur, as someone confident that I can raise prices, I can take 2 weeks off, I can get paid well, I can let my employees do the hiring and not have me have to do it. That belief that you can do it is huge. And until Miranda is willing to be that person, we can't give her those systems. So you're exactly right. I love Miranda's focus on the mindset and on her, and then the tools all make sense. But if Miranda wasn't Miranda, it's not going to work. So I'm so proud of you, sister. I am so glad to share. Thank I love you. That smile. If Cleaning Nation wants to get a hold of you, reach out, where would they go, Miranda?
They can go on our Facebook page, FidemiServices.com, or via our website.
All right.
Or just, yeah. And via our website, www.FidemiServices.com, or via our Facebook page.
All right. And if Natalie...
Or you can always send us an email.
Where's the email address?
At info@FidemiServices.com.
All right. How do you spell Fidemi?
Fidemi?
Yeah.
V.
Yep.
V I D E M I.
I. So your website's videmiservices.com?
Yes.
.com. All right. I put it in the chat. I think that'll pop up. All right. For any or all of you guys out there, gals out there that want to be big and strong like Miranda, go to growmycleaningcompany.com. It's where we have all our resources. We have a free masterclass that I put together, the 5 shifts that you need to build your company, that is the best that I've gotten under an hour. Go do that. There's all sorts of the resources. Everything we know how to do to help you is at growmycleaningcompany.com. You may not turn out as good looking as Miranda if you do that, but you might get close to being as smart. Miranda, thank you so much for coming on. Love having you as a guest. Love sharing your amazing story.
Thank
and I'm so proud of you, sister.
Thank you too, Mike. Thank you very much for the invitation.
My pleasure. You're awesome, Miranda. Thanks for sharing. And Cleaning Nation, we'll see you in a couple days.
Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.